There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We've got a special guest in the studio for this one. We've got Shannon Holden joining us, who is a managing director.
Are you
sure you'd like to hang out with us on a Thursday, Shannon?
Yes, I'm happy to. Thank you for having me.
Really nice to have you in the studio. So what made you want to do this?
Well, I was listening to the show a few weeks ago, and that was the first time I had heard the segment, and I just thought it was just a great, great, great idea to have listeners come in to talk about music and just be more participatory in the show. And the guest you had on that day had some fantastic music selections, and I couldn't help myself from texting in. Yeah,
Brandon, he was good.
Yeah, he was good.
He was great. And you actually text in and a text that really kind of caught my attention, which we'll get to in a minute. But first of all, just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to Dubai. How you traveled to Dubai?
Yeah, my family and I, we've been here for about 10 years, a little more than that. I'm originally from Arizona in the USA, but I spent my entire adult life in New York City, in Harlem in particular, which is really what informs the music selections today. And we've been here for about 10 years. We've got two kids. They're in university in the States, but we've been here for about 10 years now.
And you're telling me you're an absolute avid listener of every single show on Dubai Eye.
Yes, I've been listening to Dubai Eye, all of the shows, all of the iterations of the shows, all the combinations of the personalities for years and years and years and years. So I really feel quite at home here.
Oh, it's so good to have you in. It's awesome.
Yeah, I love radio.
So what are we going to do first?
I think we're going to talk a little bit. We'll talk about that text message that you sent me in, because it's a connection to your first song. Marcus Miller is one of the best bass players on the planet. Yeah. He's very famous as a session musician, worked with the likes of Luther Vandross, all the big name soul bands. Marcus Miller was the guy. And you've got a great story about Marcus Miller. Just relate it to us.
Yeah, I think back in 1988, 89, somewhere around there, when I'd first moved to Harlem, where our family moved from, I was in a cab coming back from the airport and just talking music with the cab driver, and I just kind of randomly said, oh, I would love to take bass lessons. And he said, oh, I'm a drummer, and this guy was in my car yesterday, and here's his number, why don't you give him a call and just tell him I said to give him a call. So I did. Turned out there was this guy named Marcus, no nothing else, and I said, well, this cab driver gave me your phone number, and he said that you might be able to give me bass guitar lessons because I'm really interested. And he says, oh, I would really love to, but I'm really busy. I won't be able to do anything like this for several months, but I can introduce you to a friend of mine who can give you bass lessons, which I did for a short period of time. So fast forward several weeks, because he did say I'll be in the studio, but I won't be able to do this just now. Fast forward several weeks, this album by Luther Vandross comes out, and it's written and produced. He was in the studio with Luther Vandross. And then I realized what a big deal Marcus Miller is in the musical community, and I couldn't believe that I had the gall to just randomly call this guy.
That is a brilliant story. Ringing up Marcus Miller and saying, can I have bass lessons?
I love.
It's just fantastic.
The taxi driver's just given out his number.
Just given out his number. But I have to say, he was quite gracious about it. And I kept in touch with him sporadically over the few years, and we always got a good chuckle about it. But he was very gracious. Very, very gracious.
Yeah. So you've gone for a piece of music, as you said, produced by Marcus Miller.
Yes.
Why did you choose this one?
Well, I chose that because of the text message that I initially sent to you, and I've been thinking about Harlem, you know, because that's where we're from. We'll be going back at some point in the summertime. So I was a little bit homesick, I think, and just looking at some of the Facebook pictures and friends and things. So I wanted to use that as a starting point, a connection with Marcus Miller and the album that he was producing with the artist that he couldn't, you know, possibly take bass lessons for me, and it happened to be Luther Vandross, and this is one of my favorite songs.
What a great song. It's called For You to Love, Luther Vandross, on the tracks of my travels.
Middle of the night, and I can't sleep out.
Oh yeah, the tracks of my travels and the incredible voice of Mr. Luther Vandross, the choice of Shannon this afternoon, who's joining us on the tracks of my travels. You've been lucky enough to see him, and did you say he even filmed a video on your block in Harlem?
Yes, he did, and I can't remember the name of the song right off the top of my head, but he did film he filmed one video on our block, but he's got several videos and music music references to Harlem throughout his discography. So
yeah, and you've seen him perform live.
I've seen him perform many, many, many times, and wow. You know, would have been able to see him in his last performance at Radio Music Hall. But the couple that we were to go with thought we were getting tickets, and we thought they were getting tickets, so it was obviously sold out, and we missed that one, unfortunately.
Oh, no. You are bringing the stories today, though.
Yeah.
I'm so impressed.
Me too.
Does it go downhill from here, or does it go uphill?
I don't know. I think it's pretty...
Well, give us a little tease as to what you're going to be choosing next.
Well, I think all of the selections that I've chosen today have some kind of a touch point to Harlem. There's some kind of reference to Harlem. So the next song is something that I find the artist just has this incredibly beautiful lyrical voice. She sings just wonderful music that I've always been saying to a couple of friends of ours who are filmmakers, these two young ladies who live here, the Todgerton sisters, that they should try to take a couple of her tracks and put them in their films. But I chose her because even though we live in this huge world, we're only a couple of degrees separated from one another. My husband happened to see this young lady. She's a neighbor of ours in Harlem,
okay,
performing in Nairobi about 6 weeks ago.
Wow, it is small world, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, well, we'll find out who that lady is and what that lady's going to be singing for us when we come back on the tracks of my travels.
And a big hello to Moody today. Lots of text messages coming in on 4001.
Yep. Hi, just wanted to say farewell to Steph. Ticket I listen to regularly on my daily commute, and she, along with Mark, have become part of my daily routine. Wishing her all the best in your new adventure. You're going to be around for a little bit, though, yeah, aren't you?
Well, yes, I'm going to be around for 3 more weeks. Mark Lloyd is taking next week off because he's planning his new devilish show, which he won't tell me about.
No, not a word. Don't try and get it out of me.
So he's going to do that. And yes, I'll still be here for the next few weeks, but this is the last time we'll be doing it together.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
We're terribly sad about it.
Can I let me blow me party popper for you again, if that's all right? There we go. We'll be back with more on the tracks of my travels. Right now, we're doing this.
got Shannon Holden in the studio with us, who has brought some serious story to the table today in Jack's My Travels.
I can't wait for the next.
It's so good. A lot of text messages coming in, actually. Incredible first story by listener Shannon. She met Marcus Miller. Too cool. I might just have met my musical match. I would like to meet her if you can give her my contact details. Yeah, that's the first listener who did this in the studio, Brandon.
Yeah.
He's terribly impressed with this.
Hi, Brandon.
It's so good. So, second story.
Yeah.
We did get a bit of a tease before as to what you were going to go for, but just remind us for anyone who's just tuned in, Shannon.
Yeah, so this choice is from an artist who lived in, and I think she still lives in Harlem as well, but she was somebody that we would just see in our neighborhood, and we'd, you know, she was doing her musical concerts and kind of festivals and things like that. Just a wonderful, beautiful, beautiful young lady, and just a wonderful neighbor, and I would always talk to her and see her and perform in Harlem. And she took a sabbatical and then spent a lot of time on the continent of Africa. Her parents are from Uganda and Rwanda. She was born and raised. She was raised in the Midwest in Indiana, I believe. And this music that came out of this sabbatical experience, I thought was just fantastic. And I always say to my friends, you know, I can just hear this in a soundtrack somewhere for somebody's movie.
In a movie, yeah. There are songs like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are. Yeah. So, what's the title of the song?
The title of the song is called Last Song, and the artist is Somi, and the album is called Lagos Music Salon.
Let's have a listen.
This were my last song, would you listen closer? If this were my last song, would you lean in? If this were my last song, would you hum along? If this were my last song, would you try to remember everything? Shape of my neck, everything. The size of my breast, everything. The things you dislike, everything. My ego, my pride, everything. The sound of my scream, everything. The breath in between, everything. The first song before, everything. If this were my last song, I might just sing louder. If this were my last song, slow it down. If this were my last song, we'd sing harmonies. If this were my last song, I would try to tell you everything. The times that I lied, everything. The days that I cried, everything. The lovers I knew, everything. My hungry nights too, everything. Grandmother's grave, everything. The last time I prayed, everything. The first song before, everything. The times I lied, the days I cried, the vows I knew, my hungry nights too. Grandmother's grave, last time I prayed, first song before everything, everything, everything.
What a voice. First time I've ever heard of Somi, and it certainly ain't gone with the last, Steph.
I absolutely love her. I'm looking on Amazon right now to buy that album. It's so good.
I know. You've really educated us today, Shannon, I can tell you. I don't know how you're going to better that. You've got one more song choice to go. So what have you gone for?
When your call and your invitation came, I was just reading and really kind of celebrating Nina Simone's induction finally into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
So Nina was on my mind, very much so. And I wanted to continue with this theme from Harlem. And I chose a song that is performed by, can I say?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I chose a song from the album Nina Revisited, a tribute, and the song is performed by Miss Lauryn Hill, who used to be a client in a business that I owned
no
in
way.
Harlem. So I was really happy in celebrating Nina Simone. I've got other stories about her, but I thought it was really fitting to end where, you know, the invitation came with thinking about Nina Simone.
Lauryn Hill Fugees?
Of the Fugees.
Of the Fugees.
Yeah.
Shall we hear it then?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And it's called, can I say?
Flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Woo, 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 woo. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean. Know butterflies are having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. Stars when you shine, you know how I of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. Oh, now di da di da di da di da.
So the third and final choice from Shannon, our ticketer on the Tracks of Our Travels this afternoon, belongs to Nina Simone. Feeling Good is the song that you went for, and you've actually seen Nina. You didn't want to go to the gig.
No, the first time I went to see Nina Simone, my mom forced me to, and I was like, I don't really want to see this, Mom. I don't want to see this old school stuff. And we went, and after the show, I got on my knees in front of Lincoln Center and thanked my mother for bringing me there.
Your mom had great taste.
Yeah. But this version of the song, this is a Nina Simone song performed by Miss Lauryn Hill from the Fugees.
Who you know because she used to come into your salon back in the day.
Back in the day, yes.
Amazing.
So the theme that connects all of this is Harlem. So you've got to come and see us.
Definitely. I think this has been the best advert for Harlem ever.
Yeah. Sounds like a very quirky neighborhood, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's almost like Mayberry, if you've seen the Andy Griffith show for years ago, where there's a small town sheriff and there's all these personalities and things like that. It really is a village. We say the village of Harlem, but I'm happy to represent.
I've got your details now. I'm going to be keeping in touch and definitely checking out Harlem.
Great. My pleasure.
Hey, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, Shannon.
Thank
you so much for being with us on the Tracks of My Travels.
Thank you for the invitation.
there's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.